Well, David Rodriguez was a hero to me. When he fingerpicked his guitar, it was like nothing I'd ever seen. He wrote his own songs, played Woody Guthrie's Deportee, and he gathered his flocks around him like he was Jesus of Galilee. I met David Rodriguez when I was a very young man. I was flat picking the Beatles like I was still in a band. One time we swapped sets at the Cafe Potpourri. David left the room to keep from hearing me. How do you judge your own music? It's not easy to see. How much do I care what David Rodriguez thinks about me? So I did my time with young Bob Dylan, and I studied Townes Van Zandt. I became a bona fide folk singer, and I played at every chance. I learned David's finger picking, and I learned David's words. I played them from the Gulf Coast to a castle in Heidelberg. Well, I left my home in Texas. I spent 9 long years away. I tried to write a song about the Champs-Élysées. Then I finally learned something I had never known. If you want to write good music, you gotta stick to what's your own. How you judge your own music, it's not easy to see. How much do I care what David Rodriguez thinks about me? Well, we drifted apart, and we both got old. David left his country for a foreign shore. Now I'm living in a small town, and I'm writing these country songs about the people that I know and the town that I call home. I sent David Rodriguez one of my small town songs. He emailed me from Holland to tell me how I had gone wrong. He said, "I don't speak redneck, so don't send these songs to me." Well, if that's the way he wants it, that's the way it's gonna be. How you judge your own music, it's not easy to see. How much do I care what David Rodriguez thinks about me? Once he wrote about the old men at Kobe and Canal, about hurricanes and coastal plains and those sultry Houston gals. My family came from Louisiana and his from Mexico, but we both cut our feet on those oyster shell roads. And somehow he decided that the cowboys were to blame for every Pasadena Palillo who couldn't spell his name. But these campesinos from Coahuila, shopping at the H-E-B with their boots and hats and buckles, sure look like cowboys to me. How you judge your own music, it's not easy to see.
How much do I care what David Rodriguez thinks about me?